Good morning, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Pekudei, and it's also the last Parsha in Sefer Shemos. And in this week's Parsha, the Jewish people finish constructing the Mishkan, the final of 5 weeks that have been devoted to the construction, the commandment to build, and then the fulfillment of building the Mishkan. The Jewish people, they have already built the utensils, the kelim that are going to be used in the Mishkan, and now they're making the clothing of Aaron, and they bring all of the things that they've built in front of Moshe, and in Revi'i, in the fourth Aliyah, it gives you the whole litany of things that they brought in front of Moshe, finally completed the Mishkan. And the last Pasuk of chapter 39, Vayar Moshe es kol hamelacha, Moshe sees all of the work. Vine asu osa kasher tziva Adonai kein asu, that the Jewish people did all of the work like they were supposed to do. And what's Moshe's reaction? Vayivarech osam Moshe. Moshe gives them bracha. Here, Rashi comments that what did Moshe say to, what was the content of that bracha? Amar lahem, he said to them, may it be God's will that the divine presence rests in your handiwork. From Tehillim Perek Tzadi, the last verse in Perek Tzadi, this is one of the 11, and Rashi continues, and he says, this is one of Hu Echad Me Yud Aleph Mizmorim. These are one of the 11 hymns, psalms, shebetfilah leMoshe, that are the psalms that Moshe himself wrote, and it's this last verse that he said to the Jewish people at this point. Vihi noam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, that the pleasantness of God be aleinu on you, umase yadenu konina aleinu, that your handiwork should be acquired. That it be acquired by him and that it be acquired by you. This reflexive fulfillment of action both on you and on Hashem. And it's in this, it calls to mind a Rashi from way back 5 weeks ago. Like we said, we've been doing this for several weeks now. It was five parshiot ago that we were given the materials. We were given the materials of building the Mishkan. And one of those materials, right at the beginning of Parshas Truma, was Ve'oros Techashim, the skins of a tachash. And there the Gemara in Shabbos asks, what is a tachash? Because I've never heard of such an animal. You know, there are all sorts of materials. There's gold, there's silver, there's copper, there's blue threads that we know come from the trunculus snail, and there's wool, and there's scarlet threads, and there's linen, and we know how all of these things come about, and those skins of rams, and dyed red skins, and all of a sudden, atzei shittim, we know what type of wood it is, and we know how they get the oil, and it seems like the only thing that we don't know is oros techashim, the tachash skins. What is a tachash? So, the Gemara in Shabbos says that a tachash is a type of animal, a sea creature that had beautiful rainbow-colored scales, and it was very proud of itself, says the Gemara. And the obvious question is, why would we take this principle, this midah of haughtiness, of arrogance, of gava, and put it into the Mishkan? Why would this be one of the key elements, the rudimentary materials that are used in the construction of the Mishkan? In fact, Rashi comments that this is what the entire cover of the Mishkan is made of. So it's covered in this gava, in this arrogance, in this haughtiness, rather. But perhaps that's intentional, or obviously it's intentional. Perhaps the meaning behind that intentionality is that the Tachash was proud of his scales because they were beautiful, but he didn't attribute his beauty to only himself. He attributed it to God. He appreciated the gifts that God had given him to be a beautiful tachash fish. And so all of the fish are used in order to fulfill this divine mission in order to be part of holiness, in order to be a cover of holiness, the externalities of holiness, to contain holiness. And yes, it had something to be proud of. It had the most beautiful scales. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been the cover of the Mishkan. And yet, this haughtiness, which could have been internalized, is instead appreciated as something that's given by God. And I think that that's the core of the message of Moshe's bracha to the Jewish people, that the things that we accomplish be viewed both as our own accomplishments, but also as something that's given to us by God, and by recognizing it both as something that we've accomplished, but also something that Hashem has allowed us to accomplish and given us the capacities to accomplish. It's through that duality, Shetishra Shchinaso Aleinu, that God's presence dwells in our activities, fulfills our activities, completes our activities, the things that we want to do, the things that we should and can be proud of, that those things are not just divinely mandated, but we recognize them as divinely enabled, and that is what makes them holy. Have a good Shabbos.